What's up, fools? Thank you for tuning into an episode of Full Fiction. This week we have some fan mail, our reaction to the One Piece live action, and Ahsoka episodes 3 and 4. Let's get into it.
Bienvenidos, welcome back to another episode of Full Fiction.
What's up, fools? It's Greg.
It's Steve.
What's happening this week? Oh, wait, hold up. My bad. Go back, follow the socials, IG, Full That Fiction, the Twitter, Full Underscore Fiction, the TikTok, Full Underscore Fiction, like, download, subscribe, follow, share, airdrop, hit 5 stars on reviews.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta hit them 5 stars, bro.
Oh, bro, something that's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
We got fan mail.
Did we now?
Yeah. Fan mail from a...
From which one of our fans, bro?
A loyal listener.
How loyal is this listener?
Loyal to the soil.
Fuck. Did you say that because it rhymed or...
A little bit. It's just a thing people say, fool.
I guess.
All right. Oh, okay. Here it is. All right, here it goes. Sup, fools? The worst part of my week is when I finish my last podcast and the auto plays real low light. Every movie y'all see is the best. Most dope shit y'all ever seen. The most recent podcast needs a NSFW label for how much y'all were jizzing over Blue Beetle. Jesus Christ. Kind regards. Gage.
Sounds like a fucking hater-ass fool, bro.
Does it?
It does.
Nah, he's loyal, bro. This is every episode, apparently.
It sounds like he's got a short man complex.
Oh, we do. Hey, fool. You know, they say you don't make it until you have haters.
It's cool. It's cool.
And we got haters, bro.
First of all, Mr. Gage. What kind of name is Gage, bro? I feel like.
I don't know. Blame my sister.
Oh, you. This is your family, bro. Dang. With family like that, bro.
I've been telling you, who needs enemies, man? I've been fighting my whole life. So, fan mail. Anyone else?
To answer this, I guess.
FullFiction24@gmail.com.
The past couple movies.
They've been really good.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Barbie, Oppenheimer, Blue Beetle. Have you, Gage? If you were a fucking loyal fucking fan, listen to the Flash episode.
I gave him a list of fucking things we shit like, on. Bro, yeah. Have you seen 65?
That was a waste of my time.
I'm so glad I didn't spend money on that. And what else? So yeah, Flash. Oh, he said we didn't like Witcher. So yeah, I hated Witcher.
I enjoyed Witcher, but.
I hated it.
The ending was kind of trash for his send-off.
Kind of trash, dude. It was heaping hot, flaming.
I guess we kind of did a jizz over Blue Beetle, if jizzing is like...
Yeah, we did.
...referencing a good thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So happy things happened. Okay, well. Fan mail, bro. First time. I told that fool I'd read it on podcast. He sent it. Moving on. News, bro. Movies are winding down a little bit, so we're starting to get into shows.
Mm-hmm.
Gen V drops later this month on September 29th. Amazon Prime.
It's Adam's birthday, no?
Who?
Adam?
Bentley?
Only Adam I know, dog.
Maybe. Let's see if I got it in my notes or my calendar. Yeah, it's Adam's birthday.
Damn, bro. How do you not know your lawyer's birthday?
Because a fool don't talk to me.
That's true. And then what, Castlevania drops on the day before the 28th?
Yeah.
September.
Oh, dude, they're about to all drop at once, bro. It's crazy. Cause we're not really hearing about them because of the strike. So no one's talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, fuck the strike. But the Continental drops on the 22nd on Peacock. And then we have American Horror Story, which is like a part one, dropping on the 20th as well.
On the 20th, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the American Horror Story franchise. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses, but...
I think I tried to watch it
overall,
a long time ago, and I was like, this shit is so weird.
It's really fucking weird, but I do enjoy some seasons more than others, and they've had other spinoffs as well, but overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah, dude, how many are there now? Like a fucking shit ton?
Dude, it's been going on for like at least 10 years.
Holy 10, 12 shit. Years, yeah. Okay, Loki Season 2 drops... October 6th. I think it was supposed to drop sooner, but they pushed it to October 6th. So finally, is that some of that shit?
Yeah, and then fucking what, the Groot shorts are out now?
Yeah, your favorite?
Hell yeah.
Dude, those are funny as fuck. They're just 5 minutes. There's only five.
I think Little Mermaid is also.
Yeah, that just dropped too on Disney Plus.
I seen it.
All right. It's getting the meat and the potatoes of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
might be a shorter episode. episode 3 and 4 of Ahsoka. Episode 3 was all right. It wasn't anything crazy to me. It was just cool little training montage with Sabine. And then Hera, she went to the senators and said, hey, they need our help over here.
Yeah.
Dude, shit just happened. And they're like, you're full of shit. And she's like, fuck you. You weren't there.
Dude, I actually enjoyed episode 3. What we saw, we come to the realization that Sabine is basic as fuck. Like, she has no
skills. I was still like, maybe she got it. She got it.
I don't know, dude. Apparently, she's not that
good. I was like, if you got cool hair, you got to be a badass.
You would think so, bro.
I was wrong.
So wrong. And I don't, I guess, like, just coming to that realization that maybe she isn't going to be the
badass.
Yeah, like, that we hope for was like, kind of sucks. I mean, I think there's still hope for her, and she just picked up a technique she, you know, hasn't used in years. But
and you didn't watch Rebels, right?
I mean, no,
not even. So we have no previous of how she should be,
right?
Because I've heard other people talk about it. They're like, this is how she should be, mm-hmm. and they're kind of let down with who she is now,
right? No, and I mean, there's definitely a span of time between when Rebels ended and when Ahsoka is supposed to be out. So there, we have that. And then, dude, just, I've been watching Clone Wars, and...
Have you really?
Yeah, just a few episodes. Not, I think I'm on, like, 15.
It was on that fat layover? You didn't go nowhere?
Yeah, fuck yeah. dude, watching Clone Wars, I came to the realization that the live-action movie, like, the live-action Clone War movie doesn't even capture, like, the entirety of... like Anakin's story, bro. Because Anakin was a master in the cartoon, right? He had a master, he had an apprentice, he does so much more. And the breakdown of his story is, I feel, done better in the cartoon than what the movie did.
I feel like it's usually how it goes. Usually, yeah. It's like the book's the best, then the cartoon, then the movie.
Yeah, facts, bro. But dude, one thing that I did notice was Ahsoka's collection of lightsabers in her, like. Was spaceship starship
in the what in Rebels or
in no live no action? In the in episode 3?
Okay,
she I think it was when Sabine was training with what is it, Yuang or
oh yeah, it's like Huang.
Huang,
like,
yeah. Yeah. There's a shit ton of
he's a homie, dog.
He is straight up, dude. No,
he's a writer.
He doesn't fucking
she's like, no, back, she wouldn't, bro, be accepted. She ain't it. She sucks.
I'm telling you, dude.
Damn, he was telling us from the beginning. I was like, fuck.
And then Hera, bro, going out and calling out the senators, bro. That shit was hilarious.
That was, and she's like, you weren't there, dog. Where were you?
She's like, did you fight?
Where were you, man? And then he didn't say shit. He's like, that's right, bitch.
Yup.
And then, oh, we got a spaceship fight.
We did. We got a spaceship fight. Dude, and I think...
I gave it like 6 out of 10.
Bro, you engage on this, like, just, that shit was a pretty good fucking fight.
For a while, they're getting their ass whooped, bro.
And that's, I'm okay with either side winning or losing. I just enjoy the fact when there's like an
action fight. Dude, yeah. Okay, first of all, this show is a lot better than all the other Star Wars shows, except Mandalorian.
Yeah, facts. Dude, but I love how Ahsoka remains calm even in that battle scene.
Yeah, her demeanor is just like deadpan 1,000% through everything. Well,
yeah, and then the fact that, so Sabine isn't good with the Force. She either has no Force capabilities or she is barely getting to develop those, but we kind of see Ahsoka and her mastery of the Force. And then she goes out there in a fucking space
suit. I was like, damn, she put that shit on quick.
Yeah, and she's out there fighting.
At first, I thought, I didn't know she put something on. I was like, holy dude, she's fucking crazy. But yeah, all right.
She was pretty sick.
Yeah, dude, that was pretty cool when she went out there and she literally just cut a spaceship in half, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? All
right. Yeah. And then, dude, Disney is doing the fucking... same thing where each episode gets shorter.
Yeah, dude, I didn't want to tell you, bro. Episode 1 is what, 56 minutes? Episode 2, 40 something minutes? Episode 3 was like 36 minutes?
Dude, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, they have a great storyline.
I was like, they don't think we can catch on. Hey, well, we...
Dude, and then...
smarter than we look.
Fucking and realizing that there's an entire other galaxy out there, bro. I think that's pretty crazy.
Also, did you talk about the flying whale squids?
What do you mean?
Apparently, those are like super. When they talk about that, they're like, "Oh shit, we thought they're kind of extinct or some shit." And it's a good omen to see those little fuckers.
I think they're called pergills. Yeah, pergills.
All right, cool. Did you get any shit from Gus?
About what?
Ahsoka? And anything you said about it?
I don't know. I haven't really spoken to him about it. I feel like he is enjoying the show, but he's actually watched Rebels, so I'm sure he feels differently than we do. But I definitely think we have to have somebody come on the podcast that can shed light on that or give us a comparison of the two.
Yeah, for sure. Is that full at work right now?
He is at work right now, yeah.
All
right,
cool.
But he's not really working.
Yeah, I was going to say, how serious is it?
I don't know how serious the job is.
Oh, okay. I'll give him a call, see if he's a controversial episode 4.
Last time he was building a Lego car.
Oh.
Like, well on the clock.
Did he finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
It's like 200 pieces. I'm telling you, I don't know how busy he is.
All right, cool. Might have you give him a call during this next one.
Fuck.
All right, episode 4?
Mm-hmm.
It was longer than episode 3.
It was.
Episode 4, I really enjoyed. That shit was sick.
No, it was, dude.
CGI deserves an award in this episode.
It was pretty cool. Before we go on to episode 4, though, these pergos, these whales that we saw in episode 3 were pretty legit, bro. Like, so
they look really good.
We saw them a little bit in Mandalorian or the shadows of them, right? So we knew that they existed. Now we come to the realization that they travel or they migrate through these, like, the in-betweens of the two galaxies, right? Yeah. So having them around shows that there is a possibility of what, hyperspace travel or whatever the fuck.
All right, I just looked it up on Wookiepedia.
Wookiepedia, wow, okay.
It's a fandom. Pergil were a semi-sentient species of massive whales that lived in a deep space, traveling from star system to star system.
Yep.
The regular Pergil was the size of one small starship, while members of some species known as Pergil Ultra were significantly larger. That's crazy.
Yeah, they have the ability to jump into hyperspace. Mm-hmm. So see, I think having or seeing these creatures there, we are beginning to like get to that next stage where they're gonna travel, right? And then Ahsoka also asks or poses a question to Sabine, which kind of leads into episode 4, and we kind of get the answer there. Like, is she willing to sacrifice Ezra for the greater good, like for the prevention of
Thrawn? She didn't say shit.
She didn't have an answer for it. I mean, she says, yeah, I won't do it.
Who is Ezra to her?
I want to say like they're like family. I don't know. I don't know if there's like a love interest there or what, but I know in Rebels he was the leader of the group and he sacrifices himself for them. But that's as far as I know.
Okay. Oh, I just came across a big nugget. One of the Pergils wrapped their tentacles around Thrawn's ship and jumped into hyperspace. So they're going to need one of them fucking whales, bro.
Well, I thought that's why they were building the
that big ass circular spaceship with that jumps into super space.
The fucking arc.
Oh yeah, we gotta figure out who Ezra. Oh no, Ezra is to Sabine.
I mean, aside from being friends and family, I think they were close.
Yeah, dude, she's like every episode. She's in her feels about it some way or another. So it's gotta be super close to her. Are you ready to talk about episode 4 now?
Yeah, yeah.
The CGI this episode deserves an award.
What about it? Like, what about the CGI?
The lightsaber shit look. Dude, remember they open up the apple thing and all that shit looked up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the later in the episode, at the end, the very end, that's the most controversial part of the whole episode with the world between worlds.
Right. No, and I think
I don't know shit about fuck about that.
So we'll get to that a little bit later, but the entire episode, we get fucking so much, bro. So we get what? Three lightsaber battle scenes.
Yeah,
we get fucking Sokka robots.
Yeah, the homie
in the beginning
got jumped. Yeah,
hey, but he held his own. He did. Dog. He held
and
his own.
Like, help! Are you the man?
Nobody came out, dude. No, like, robot lives matter, bro. Not today. Let my boy get beat up.
Yeah, and then Hera got grounded, but she said, "Fuck that, dude, do what I want."
Hera's like the fucking worst mom in the world, bro.
Yeah, she took her kid to.
I'm gonna fucking
right up there with Meredith Grey, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna go. To this potential spaceship fight, and I'm gonna take my fucking kid. I'm my dog. Like, do you not see what happened to like half her crew?
Yeah, just gone.
Gone, dude.
They had a real mount up moment. I was like, dude, that's pretty. They wanted it to be cool. It felt cheesy, but it was all right. Let's go to war.
No, I was all for it, bro. And then we see Sabine fight And she kind of held her own for a while. She started to implement her Mandalorian technique, I feel, a little bit more than her.
Dude, like Jedi I was stuff. So mad, dude. She has a gun on her arm, and she wants to go hand-to-hand combat and shoot her from 2 feet away? Bruh.
Hey.
You have the long-distance weapon. Why are you running on up on someone short range?
I feel like it's hard to fight a Jedi, even with a weapon like that. Like, half the time, they're fucking just blocking that shit, bro.
Yeah, but I was like, why would you... She literally ran to her face, pointed it at her face, and then got rocked.
Yeah.
I was like, dog. So, yeah, I was like, all right, this is her moment. This is her moment to her rematch. And I was like, all right. And then we see Ahsoka. She off some fool.
Dude, into that dust. That was very reminiscent of like Japanese war, samurai fighting.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Where she held her lightsaber over her head and then fucking demolished that dude, bro.
I was doing some research, and she was on this episode, and they're doing a... So she implemented some of Anakin's techniques in it. So people are like, ooh, shit, some Anakin shit. But that was pretty intense with the guy she fought had his lightsaber fucking twirling around.
What's his name? Let me get his name real quick.
Either way, I'm like, dog, I feel like that's counterproductive when you're trying to use it. Because, like, you're going to hit yourself, man. It's so spinning so hard. You're fucking swinging a windmill, bro. Dude, you're going to hit yourself. No wonder he got rocked. Yeah, so she fucked that fool up. And that's when... Sabine and Shin, they look over and they see, like, oh shit. And then Shin's like, I'm gonna fuck you up now. And Sabine's like, bring it, bitch. And then before you know it, Shin rocked her shit. And I was like, bro, I thought you were gonna come back. This is not how I saw this going. But I was like, usually shit like this is very predictable.
Skrull, that's his name.
Oh, okay. Skrull?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, usually this shit is predictable. But no, they said, nah, Sabine just sucks. And I was like, all right, bet. She can't fight for shit. This is about the third time she got rocked by... Oh, dog.
Yeah, bro. It is not looking... No, it's not Skrull. Fuck. Who the fuck is this guy? They said his name last
time. Violent Skrull is a different fool.
Yeah.
To me, I call him Walmart George Clooney.
With Maruk. There you go. He's a former Inquisitor.
Okay. That makes more sense.
That fool's like cyborg, though.
Yeah.
Because he's weird. When he got stabbed or slashed, shit ton of gas either... Se tiró un pedo, bro? Or as he was dying or... I'm like, what's up with the gas? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Sabine was like, handle. She's like, go get the orb. I'm a fucking bitch up. Couldn't deliver.
Yeah, bro. The moment she said that, I'm like, I don't know, man. You ain't gonna make it, bro.
No, she ain't gonna make it. And then Ahsoka got her fight with Baylan. I was like, all right, cool.
That fight was pretty sick, man.
That wasn't bad. Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was definitely two different styles. I feel like Ahsoka's more graceful. And she is, in her fighting style, she's more feminine. She doesn't necessarily use power to her advantage. She uses her skill to kind of, like, defeat her enemies.
She's smart.
Whereas Baylan is just fucking all power, bro. His slashes were coming down with, like, his full might. He just did not give a fuck.
Shit.
Yeah. I was a little, disappointed that he was able to defeat her.
I was kind of like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, come on, dude. Like, I felt that he could, she should have held her own against him.
I feel like she did, and then what, Ahsoka?
Nah, dude, she was getting...
No, then Sabine got in the way, she started talking.
Nah, she was getting wrecked, bro. The entire fight, she was getting wrecked. And then Shin shows up, it kind of throws off her game a little bit, and she's able to, like,
throw Shin. She thinks Sabine's dead.
Yeah, and then Sabine shows up, and, dude, I feel like Baylan had her on the ropes the entire fight.
Kind of.
Yeah. My girl got two lightsabers, and she only used one. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
I don't know. I expected don't know what more. Her alpha stance is. I don't know if she's like, he won't be that bad. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Nah, bro. She should always go out there with the intention to kill.
Because what I've heard is Ahsoka is supposed to be like a prodigy. And I don't know. She getting rocked by Walmart George Clooney, bro.
Hey, Baylan is that good, I guess.
Yeah, so, dude, once he threw her off the edge, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Where did she...
Dude, and then Sabine giving up fucking everything, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Sabine, she made an enemy of me, bro.
Dude, up until now, I kind of didn't like her.
I was trying to rock with her. I was like, usually the fool with the cool hair is always good. I was like, the fool with the cool hair is not good in this one.
Dude, I was happy to get like a Mandalorian Jedi. I'm like, that's badass. Cool.
Now I'm like,
I'm up for it.
She's washed.
So washed, bro. And then I get it, dude. You love Ezra, whatever. But you're really willing, like Ezra sacrificed himself to, you know, ensure Thrawn went away. And then you throw that in the garbage when you fucking give Balon the key to bring back Thrawn.
Yeah, then like, he even melted
if,
that shit.
Even if Thrawn comes back with Ezra, like, dude, as far as you know, Thrawn could have gotten to his destination, killed Ezra, and then just been chilling the whole time.
Yeah, how long have they been chilling? Who knows?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Ezra's going to come back.
Probably.
Yeah, they already have him casted. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's coming
back. Spoilers. Dude, I was so mad. I was like, well, so what would her plan be even if she didn't switch sides right there? Just
I have no idea, dude. I'm trying to, in my head, trying to like think what she would do, right? Give him the key. You can't beat him. He's stronger than you in every way, shape, or form. And not only is he stronger than you, his apprentice is 100 times stronger
beating
than you.
Beating your ass.
Every fight. So it's like.
So she's like, all right, here's the key. Take me with you. But then I was like, dog, what's your plan if you're trying to bring him back? What are you going to fight all these fools by yourself now?
And then Hera shows up with her fucking crew, right? And you think for a moment that they're going to do something. Nope. Bro, like, if you see this arc out there that's potentially can jump into hyperspace, wouldn't you start shooting at it? Like, trying to damage it or something? Like,
I would, but that's just me. I don't know. Shoot first, ask questions later, but maybe they got rules.
Nah, bro. They should have been out there stopping them.
All right, and the shit I've seen on the app formerly known as Twitter, a.k.a. X, is people think the next scene was pretty controversial between when Ahsoka ends up in the world between worlds, which I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I've tried to do some research, and apparently other nerds are kind of, they don't really understand it as well.
Well,
so is it time? Can they jump through time? Can they not go through time? It's a weird
bit. You talking when she wakes up in that bridge to Terabithia or whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely like, I don't know, realm where the Force is strong, because Anakin's obviously dead, right? But
there's a theory that's not really Anakin.
Right. So we see Anakin, we get pumped up when we hear his voice and everything, but then the scene ends with Darth Vader's music. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, fool. Smarter than you look.
I'm telling you, bro. It's like, no mames, bro. I'm like, what does that mean? What's the implication? Like, at this point, do we acknowledge that Anakin is Darth Vader and Darth Vader isn't all bad? Because he reformed and it was able to, you know, help Luke out, or are we just straight up saying fuck this guy, you can't trust him?
We're about to find out, but I feel like it's gonna be one of those things where he's presented as that, and then once she lets her guard down, he's gonna be Darth Vader or somebody else.
I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be where she knows he's both, so whatever advice he gets from Anakin, it's gonna be important
for her. Then can she jump through time once she gets out, or does she have to near-death experience?
I think it's that. I don't think she can jump through time. I think right now she's unconscious somewhere fucking floating. And
yeah, I was like, dude, what's like,
she's going to come back and, all right, cool. You know, like, I got my wisdom from my old master.
Yeah, now what the fuck Huyang supposed to do now?
My boy out there fucking lost, dude.
He's the only one. That's a real homie.
Hell yeah. But yeah, dude, I mean, I'm honestly excited. This show has been better than Obi-Wan. We are getting
so
more
much better.
Like lightsaber fights, there's ship fights, and it's really setting up for the next stage, I feel like, with Thrawn.
Well, there's only like 8 episodes of the show, so we're halfway through.
Yeah, we are. And you know, this whole concept of like the Empire is still within the Republic, I feel that's badass. We've seen that reoccurring in everything.
It's a given at this point.
So it's like, how far up the chain, you know, is the Empire in? Like, if Thrawn comes back, like, is it going to be straight down the middle fucking, he's going to have soldiers, or it's going to be crazy?
A lot of questions to be answered.
And then, is my boy in the other galaxy recruiting? Like, I don't know.
Wait, who's your boy? Oh.
Thrawn.
Earlier you're talking about Luke. You're like, where the fuck's he at?
Oh, dude, Luke is washed, bro. Everything's fucking happening, and he's in some hut just chilling, trying to train Grogu for like a week. Like, the fuck, bro?
So we'll see what happens. The next one, watch. The next episode's gonna be like 20 minutes. Who knows?
10 minutes.
Oh, that's funny. Do you address everything we want to address with Ahsoka?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Right, cool. I really do feel we gotta bring somebody who knows more. Either Gus or... But he doesn't like the sound of his voice.
He doesn't?
No.
That's fine. He doesn't have to listen.
That's what I said. People ask me if I listen to the podcast. I live the podcast. I was in there.
I was bleeding for this bitch.
Like, I was speaking.
Yeah. Okay. So next part, One Piece on Netflix.
The live action, folks. Live action.
Live action. I haven't seen the anime just because I saw how many episodes there were, and I was like, no mames, fool. I could watch 25 other shows. I started late. So, but I started this. Me and Kathy are watching it. We were liking it. We were enjoying it. It is cheesy for me. But it's also like, I want to see where the storyline goes. Mm-hmm. But it feels a little cheesy.
Well, this 10-episode animated or live-action series pretty much comprised like the first three seasons of One Piece.
I was wondering how fast it is compared to the anime. So I ended up watching super fast, the first three episodes. And I was like, it is nearly shot for shot, some of these shit.
No, yeah. Like, so they did a good job in terms of really just shortening everything to what you truly needed. And so the casting was great. Some of the stuff that, like,
that's pretty
the characters accurate. Were spot on. Yeah. There are a few things that I found cheesy, like on the live action, right? When Zoro loses to Hawkeye and he is vowing to Luffy that he would never lose. I thought it was really cheesy in the live action, but in the fucking animated series, that shit went hard, bro. Like, you were like, fuck, Zoro's the man. He's the most loyal motherfucker on the crew, for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, because I've got to the part where that one chick forgot her name.
Nami?
Yes. I don't know why that always escapes me every time. We talked about it earlier.
Too many syllables or what?
Yeah. And, yeah, she not a homie.
Oh, well,
in the beginning, she not a homie. Yeah.
Dude, one thing about his crew, at one point in time, a lot of his crew members were, villains. Or they were somebody that he was going up against. Like Nami's betrayal in the whole with Arlong, like you are like, oh, what a bitch. But then you feel bad for her because you learn why she did it, what she did. And then Luffy really, you know, just brings her in regardless. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I was impressed at how much the live action stuck to the anime. Because usually that shit doesn't happen.
It doesn't, dude. And there was a few things that they didn't hit, though. Like Sanji, right, in the anime, constantly smoking, or he's constantly having a lollipop in his mouth, right? That didn't happen in the live action. Hmm. Which is getting a lot of negative feedback, like, oh, that's really iconic to the character. Yeah, it's iconic. This motherfucker's always smoking or has a lollipop in his
mouth. It's not hard to add a lollipop.
It's not. I feel like maybe uncomfortable for the actor for a while, but it wasn't.
They'll be fine. Even a toothpick, something.
Dude, anything.
I'm really impressed. But you did show me that one thing where we saw Zoro roll and all his fucking swords bent.
Yeah.
I was like, I was wondering how that went. Like, how would you roll and do all these moves with four swords on you, bro?
Yeah, no. And like some of that stuff in the live action looks stupid, dude. So Zoro uses three swords all the time.
He looks like someone that usually smiles and he's trying really hard not to smile.
The actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And in the anime, when he uses the three swords, he has one in his mouth. Like, that's how he fights. And seeing that live action, I'm like, what?
It doesn't look good. It doesn't.
It's so stupid.
It looks so stupid.
And then Luffy in the live action was kind of a, I don't know, his positivity kind of got annoying
at times. Yeah, I think this is part where people say such thing as toxic positivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, but I mean, it's anime. It's like, you know, Naruto says, this is my ninja way for like every episode.
Yeah.
Straight for like 60 episodes.
Yeah, I was getting like flashbacks of just like, this is kind of how it feels like the trope of anime. Of, like, there's always three. There's one, the super positive one. There's one that's like the depressed, angry one. There's one that's like the girl that's like the aide, but like Sakura was ass cheeks, but.
Yeah. Sakura is so ass cheeks, man. But so is Nami. Like,
at least she's a thief.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Well, I mean, Sakura has her healing abilities.
Yeah, which she just made sure they were cool.
Comes in clutch, although I guess sometimes. But aside from that, I'm like, oh, what a dumb bitch. No.
I ain't gonna say that, but
dude, Sakura is a dumb bitch. Okay. And then Sanji at one point was supposed to be called Naruto, but
awkward.
But Oda didn't go that route because at that time Naruto was.
So I heard he went to the premiere or some shit, and he watched people like watch the premiere.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It happened in L.A.?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I saw that.
Cabrón? You just break my chair?
No, I squeezed this toy and it went.
I think that's all we got, right?
That's all we got, man.
It was pretty light this week.
It was.
I am Groot's out, so I'm going to watch that shit.
Which one?
I am Groot, season 2.
Yeah, it has been pretty light.
Yeah, but no, they're coming. We had delays, folks, and we didn't really watch Gran Turismo. I think the lore for me for Gran Turismo wore off. I didn't want to watch it anymore. I was just like, eh.
Yeah, they pushed it back, and then...
I wanted to watch it, and then they pushed it back, and then I didn't want to watch it.
It'll probably come out on Peacock in 3 months or so.
Probably. Paramount? If it's on Paramount, I got beef. All right. Make sure you check out. We got a new clip coming out.
Check out the clip.
It's pretty funny. All right.
I got attacked.
Yeah. He got owned. I'm just playing. Appreciate y'all for listening.
Bye. Peace.